Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. All you have to do, call 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight is Ian.
And Tally.
Jason Tally is here from Tally.tv. That's Tally.tv, where we'll talk more about what's going on over at Tally.tv. And certainly want to discuss what you did yesterday, Jason, as you faced down the state in their own courtroom. Our number again, 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. And it's tax day, as I understand it. This is what I hear. I was out at a tax day protest today, and so and you were as well, and so we've got some observations that we can share on that. But let's start with yesterday, because I think it's really important what happened in the Superior Court, so-called, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where you were being prosecuted for the dastardly crime of daring to bring a video device into a court lobby.
Yes, but first, can I say, can you believe people are still paying their taxes?
It's amazing. Well, I don't consider them their taxes, but if they want to consider them their own taxes, that's, I suppose, their business. But you should be, you know, not considering, in my opinion, not considering these things to be yours or
that's
your responsibility.
Right.
You know, the way I like to look at it is, have you ever registered a domain name online, and then like a year later, you get a letter from this company you've never heard of, and this company's like, hey, your domain name's about to expire. You should renew. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it wasn't the company with which you originally signed up for the domain name. And it's like they're these predatory almost companies out there that are trying to capitalize on people's ignorance surrounding how the domain name service works and signing up for it. Because a lot of people will want a website, but not really understand what they're doing when they go to sign up for it. Maybe they'll have someone else sign up for the domain name, and so they don't even know. They don't know where they got their domain name. They just know they've got it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, this other company comes in and says, hey, it's time to renew, which, you know, I suppose that's a nice service. But the problem is they're charging you, like, 3-4 times more than the company you probably originally bought the domain name through. So, like, when I get those in the mail, I consider it junk. I don't want this. This is from some company I've never heard of, and I'm not interested in their service. I'm pretty happy with the company I went with. So, no thanks. Tear that up. Throw it away. And that company's not going to send a criminal gang after me to force me to buy their services. They're trying to maybe trick me into buying their services, but they're not going to force me to. And that's what the government people do. And I think that if more people treated their mail as though it was junk mail, then we'd have a whole different paradigm in this country.
But instead, they keep post offices open till midnight so people can write their checks and send them in. I was just writing something about my trial, and see, there I go. My trial.
Yeah.
It's not my trial. It's the state's trial against me. And so it's easier when I type something because I'm like, oh, that doesn't look right. It, you know, it's not mine.
It's tricky, you know, to watch your language, because we've all been indoctrinated and inculcated with this kind of collectivist terminology and this pro-state wordsmithing, if you will, that is really detrimental, because it's a certain way of thinking that if they've got you thinking in their terms, if they've got you thinking within their perspective, then you're safely in the box to some extent. And that if you can think, you can change how you think and change how you speak, then you're working on changing how you are, right? And then if we change how we are and we start living into the future that we want and being the change we wish to see in the world, then maybe we'll have a chance of seeing it sometime in our lifetime.
I agree, and I would say that's probably the biggest complaint by law enforcement and people in government. They don't like the language of some of the people that live in Keene. They won't call it an arrest. They'll call it a kidnapping.
They don't like it caging,
right,
for instance.
The judge mentioned that to you during your trial. But anyway, I didn't mean to derail the conversation.
No, it's all good.
Thank you for asking about thank you for asking about the state's trial against me yesterday. So I was arrested in September, just to get the listeners up to speed. And because I had the audacity to have a camera the size of my thumb clipped to my belt. So
wait a minute. Who do you think you are? The Free Press?
Right. Despite the state having two cameras in there, which was going to be shown to the jury about how they pushed me against a wall, they grabbed for my camera, they handcuffed me, and then they dragged me by those handcuffs across the room to an elevator. We went down one flight of stairs, and then there were members of the sheriff's department, that four of them picked me up, put me in a cage. One of them, accidentally or on purpose, I don't know, kicked me in the ribs. They left me there until the end of the day, where they said that the... Once I was handcuffed, I dropped it like it was hot. I sat down, and so for the rest of the day until I got to the corrections facility, I didn't stand up for them.
Hmm.
They asked me at one point while I was in the basement of the court where the sheriff's deputies are.
Ugly place.
They told me to stand up and see the judge, and I thought they would bring a wheelchair to cart me up there, but they didn't do that.
They dragged you?
Well, no. They ended up taking me to the corrections facility where I spent the entire weekend.
Right.
So that's why I was in a cage for 3 days. While I was at the corrections facility, another man examined my naked body, and they did the whole body cavity search.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times. I was in there.
It's not fun to talk about. It's actually embarrassing, but there was a recent Supreme Court decision where a majority of the Supreme Court justices said that's a-okay activity. I don't think that's a-okay. I mean, I just wanted to have a camera, which I normally do. I normally have multiple cameras on me. I wanted to keep a camera on me when I went to a courthouse.
Well, you know, I can understand why somebody operating a facility in which, in theory, violent people should be caged would be searching people for things that they shouldn't have, like a knife or something like that, right? But that facility is full of nonviolent people. It's full of people who've never harmed another human being. I mean, if you were actually being put into a facility like that because you had harmed someone, I wouldn't feel bad for them strip searching you. But in this case, yeah, it's not right. You didn't hurt anybody. You shouldn't be there in the first place. In fact, probably 60 to 80% of that jail should be released right, you know, today. And I'm speaking of any jail. Your jail, wherever you are, is probably full of people who have never harmed another human being. They're in there for things like drug possession, driving while license suspended, all kinds of nonsensical things, violation of probation, meaning that they didn't show up to some meeting on time or they didn't pee clean in a drug test. It's just, it's filled almost to the brim with those people.
Well, I was prepared to go in there. You spent some time at the Cheshire County Corrections Facility.
I saw you when you came in, actually.
Oh, that's right, actually. Yeah, part of the story is the reason I was trying to film that morning, I had just got back from Connecticut. You had a habeas corpus hearing,
right,
Ian, and nobody was planning to film, so I'm like, okay, I'll try to film, even though they demanded 2 days' notice. So I went in as soon as they opened, went through the security gauntlet, was going to try to fill out some paperwork so I could film in there. You didn't get to see me in the courthouse. You saw me as you were walking by.
I saw you in the basement of the courthouse.
That's right.
When you were in the holding cells, because it was like a big day for me because I got out of jail and, you know, I got to leave the jail and go for a little car ride to go to court to appear for this habeas corpus hearing, which I knew was just going to be a joke. I knew I wasn't going to get anything out of it except for, you know, an hour or so or two out of being out of the jail. So that's kind of the nice. It was a nice day for me until I saw you sitting in the basement, and I was pretty upset.
Yeah, well, I didn't care for it at all either. But I was describing, like, the punishment, because even though the state dropped the charges, I still haven't been made whole. They still actually have my camera and SD card. So they did not want to touch this. Brad Jardis did a great job defending me.
He's our co-host on Monday night.
It was on last night also, and he brought up some very relevant questions because listeners probably have heard this. So briefly, I'll just say that the reason that the court order was in effect, tightening restrictions in Cheshire County and only Cheshire County, was because of Judge Burke giving an illegal order to a bailiff, which resulted in the arrest of Dana Freeman, who was also on last night. So, a corrupt order, and he lied about it, too. I mean,
on video.
Yeah,
it's all caught on video.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back with more of the story here and what happened and why it ended up being dismissed at the last moment. It's really an interesting part of this story. So, that's all on the way. Your calls as well. If you've got a question, Jason's going to be here with us all night. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Tally.
Once again, 855-450-3733. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. You'll get all kinds of interesting stuff in your email box. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. 855-450-FREE once again is the toll-free number here. We will, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. That's the point of the program. But also, one of the things that we do on this show, you know, here and there, is to report on some of the things that we're experiencing personally. And when I say that, I mean that the Free Talk Live, people that you hear on Free Talk Live aren't just your average talk show host. We're actually people that are also activists at the same time. Because I feel like a lot of talk show hosts, well, they just talk. And they don't really do. They don't really get out and do much more besides come host their show every single day. And we're actually out there doing activism. We're out there, you know, in the streets in many cases, and or in the courts in some cases, as we're discussing here with your situation, Jason, where the people that are running the so-called Cheshire Superior Court in the Keene, New Hampshire area have basically been doing all kinds of questionable, scummy things. And not just that court, but also the other court, the district court as well. And you had just begun telling us about how what led to your arrest for having a video camera in the courthouse was that somebody else that we know, a friend of ours, Ademo Freeman from copblock.org, was arrested at the district courthouse on completely made-up charges. The charge was improper influence, and it's a felony, and he was put in jail for a couple of days because of this, before they dropped the charge, which of course they had to do because the entire incident was caught on video.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were getting to relate to how your case fit into that.
Well, right, because they tightened restrictions as a result of that. They talked, judges made this decision to ban cameras, like that would solve the problem. Well, before that, you were able to walk in with your cell phone camera or whatever else. And during my trial, I actually walked in with every single camera that I owned, five of them. And then Steve, another activist here, he walked in with a camera almost identical to the one I was arrested with. And he was able to bring it through, although he was warned, like, you better not turn that on. You have to have judge's permission to turn that on. So
they're still, they've loosened their restrictions somewhat. I think this is, you know, they just are completely arbitrary with how they do things. There's no actual set of rules for these people to follow. I mean, you'd think they should follow the Constitution, where freedom of speech, freedom of the press is supposed to be respected. Or in the New Hampshire Constitution's case, it says in Article 22 that the freedom of the press should be inviolably preserved, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, it's inviolable. You cannot violate it.
Right.
But they do all the time. And so it was around this time when you were arrested is when they had some pretty severe camera restrictions in place that have been somewhat loosened, in that you could not even get through the security checkpoint with a camera at the time that you were arrested. They were confiscating even cell phones from people that were going into the courthouse.
One thing we were going to show the jury yesterday was video of all these people walking through the security checkpoint, not even being screened. So maybe they were known to the bailiffs, maybe they were employees there or buddies, I don't know. But they certainly were treating people as two classes of people.
Sure.
And they were allowing members of the Bar Association to go in with their equipment. But me, a member of the Free Press who needs a camera to do my job, you know, they thought it would be okay to steal that from me and lock me away, take me away from my friends for 3 days.
And violently at that. Mm-hmm. And it was really outrageous, the whole thing. And it was caught on video, of course, because like you pointed out, they have their own cameras in this area of the court. So you were able to, because of the criminal charges against you, to get that video. Because, by the way, you can't get video out of these people unless you're facing criminal charges by them. I've tried to get video from that very same courthouse, and they just refused to release it.
Right.
Freedom of Information Act, be damned. And so, you know, it's been just this odyssey for you, I think, because legal land is like that. It's just such a confusing place. It's an outrageous, arbitrary place where they hurt peaceful people on a regular basis without apology. Have you gotten an apology from them?
I haven't even got my camera back.
Yeah, right. And have you talked to them about that? I mean, is there an idea as to what the timetable is? Because it's already been how many months? It was, what,
September
when this happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what's that, 7 months, 8 months now?
I would hope that they're going to do the right thing and, you know, send me my camera or do something. But it's the government, so they're probably going to want me to fill out paperwork and initiate something to
right.
get my own property back.
And what about the days that you spent in the jail cell? Because, again, all the charges were dropped right before the trial started. They hadn't even brought the jury in yet.
Right.
You're hearing pretrial motions or whatever. And by the way, I couldn't go in there because I'm banned from this courthouse forever. But I was outside holding signs up so the jury could see them out front. they just dismissed the charges right before trial. And how they went about doing that was absolutely fascinating.
Well, I'm fortunate because I had a tremendous amount of support. You mentioned that you were holding a sign. I believe it read 2 years for a camera, ?
Yep.
Which is what I was facing. There were at least a couple of dozen people out there that morning, probably more. I was there shaking hands. I was so glad to see everybody there to support.
Yeah, people came from all over the state,
yeah.
all across New Hampshire.
And then the courtroom, the bailiff had to kick people out because they were at capacity. So that made me feel great. And just the support I got from Brad Jardis again, who did a lot of research. He got some help from some Yale law professor and some other people who really took interest in this case. But it was great to see. So I kept getting plea offers.
Of course.
As we were getting closer and closer to trial. And I tried to make it clear that I was not going to take any plea offer,
mm-hmm.
but they kept issuing them because they did not want to go to trial. It was pretty clear. And so, I went to a jury selection. The jury was, I guess, you saw them. I guess they arrived, right? They were in the building.
Yeah.
And so
they had to be there before 8:45.
John Webb, the prosecutor for Cheshire County, he says, Judge, we got this issue. I didn't file this piece of paper like I'm supposed to. And the judge, then Brad is like, okay, motion to dismiss. The state objected to that, said that this could be a Class B misdemeanor instead.
Which would mean you wouldn't get a jury trial.
No jury trial and no jail time at all. So
not true. That means there's no jail time in the sentence itself.
Fine.
They could still hit you with a fine if you don't pay that. Then in New Hampshire, you can sit it out for $50 a day in jail.
Correct. Thank you. And which is what I would have done. I wouldn't have paid the state any money. But so I kept getting these plea deal offers, and we wouldn't accept them. And so, and they were, pretty good, considering I was facing 2 years. So this paperwork error got the judge to force the state to dismiss these charges.
It's amazing. I was still eating breakfast by the time I got that news. It was like in and out, pretty much. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's certainly more to tell about this experience. There was an actual film crew there that was recording this whole thing, and the bailiffs, as I understand, at least one bailiff attempted to accost them.
Well, one bailiff forced them to delete video.
We'll come back with more on that. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Shealy's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Shealy. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes, $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes, $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And you are invited to take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Tally.
All right, so you can join us on the phones. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can control the content of the website. When you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with the rest of our listeners, you can do that simply by submitting it as show prep, and then other listeners can vote, and the most voted of make it to the front page and the top of the site. It's simple, and it's free. So you can go over there and get interactive. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, if you like the fact that the site is free, well, you know, keep in mind, it doesn't cost us zero to run the site. We do have to pay money to operate this thing. And, of course, we've got a great technical team behind the scenes, and we got to pay them, too. So if you want, you can always throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar. If you've got Bitcoins, you can spend some over at Bitcoin.FreeTalkLive.com. If you don't know what Bitcoins are, then take some time out of your schedule, maybe, you know, 5-10 minutes, go to WeUseCoins.org and learn more about the Bitcoin. It's something that could really change the way, and maybe is changing, the way people think about currency and what they can expect from it, because the Bitcoin is completely decentralized. There's no government that issues it. There's no corporation that is behind it. It's an open source movement, and it's an open source currency. It can be used anonymously and anywhere in the world without needing the permission of anybody. So go to WeUseCoins.org and learn more about it. And then thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have your Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash over at BitInstant.com. So we've been talking with Jason Talley from Talley.tv, and thanks for joining me here tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
We continue to have wonderful people fill in, as our very own Derek J. is currently on house arrest, unfortunately. And that's a whole other matter, but we're focused on what's going on with the case that the state forced against you recently, where you were found not guilty, but they dismissed the charges right at the, like, literally at the last minute, which is not uncommon for the people calling themselves the state. It's very typical for them to bring a bunch of charges against somebody. In this case, you were facing three initially, and then they brought it down to two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day of the trial, the morning of the trial, they threw the rest of them out.
Right. They thought I was in contempt of court. So, but that was the first charge that they dropped. But then there was a disorderly conduct charge. And
when you say they thought you were in contempt of court, meaning for having the video camera,
right,
ostensibly in violation of some man in a robe's order, that's what they were originally supposedly arresting you for.
These bailiffs, think they have the power to say somebody's in contempt of court. So, so they dropped that charge that took like 6 months potential off.
The charge that originally created the arrest was dropped, but yet they continued to move forward with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Right. And so that's what I'm trying to make clear. Just because that these charges have been dropped, and they could bring them back, but I have like already been punished throughout. And so how do you get justice in a world where the state claims a monopoly on it?
I guess someone would say you could sue them in their own court system.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing with that is the Glick decision, I believe that was like $170,000 that they settled for with the city of Boston. And that was a man in a public space, and he was recording cops. So it's a little bit different. I was in a government building, and
space.
My camera wasn't even on, actually, but I was dealt with and arrested by law enforcement people that work for the sheriff's department.
Right, and you're not a lawyer. Simon Glick in the Glick case happened to be a lawyer.
Right.
And so, you know, he's in his own territory there in that case, and you're all by yourself. Luckily, as you said, you had Brad Jardis, who is our Monday night co-host, former law enforcement officer, who's kind of like a court geek, if you will. He loves reading the law, and he's really into that stuff. He loves filing motions, and he's into that.
He has a photographic memory, and he's into the law, like you said.
Right.
So...
But it can be frustrating if you're going it alone. It can be really difficult. And, I don't know if you want to do this countersuit thing that people are telling you. I know that they always tell me that. They're always like, Ian, you've got a great case. You should sue. And I don't know about you, but I just don't like I don't like being in the courts. I don't like being there at all. I don't like the idea of using their system if I have, you know, in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, I think on the other hand, some people do make persuasive arguments like, well, you're forced into their system, so why not use it if it's possible to get some sort of windfall, damages out of it.
The most persuasive argument that I've discovered is recently, and that is because there was the decision reached by the First District Court, I believe it was like a couple months before my case in September, what I was arrested for, that made it clear that it is First Amendment protected activity, and law enforcement should know that if you're in a public space, then people are going to be recording you. That was made clear, but then the Attorney General of the state of New Hampshire didn't send out a press release until after the $170,000 decision was made. Mm-hmm. So people really respond to money.
Right.
And so the New Hampshire Attorney General made it clear to all law enforcement officers, hopefully including the bailiffs in the Cheshire County Superior Court, that, you know, filming is protected activity. But he didn't, like I said, he didn't do that after the decision was made. So maybe you do have to sue and get big headlines and big awards before people take action. I don't know.
It sure seems like it, because in my observation of having seen plenty of cases of people having their rights just trampled upon, these government guys ignore what the courts say. You know, look at Carlos Miller, for instance, who came up and visited us here in Keene from Miami, the internationally renowned photojournalist who runs the Photography is Not a Crime blog. He came up here. He was absolutely, you know, harassed by the bureaucrats here for no reason whatsoever. And unless you make a big stink out of it, they just keep doing whatever they want to. So it doesn't matter. Carlos Miller tells them in his video where he's being harassed about the Glick decision. They've been told before about the Glick decision. And this was just, you know, a month and a half, 2 months ago when this happened. They threatened him with arrest if he didn't leave the building with his video camera. It's the same old stuff happening again. And, this is after this decision has been made. They know what it's all about. They just don't care because they know that there's ultimately a very little chance that they're ever going to be held liable for their actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned this on Freaking TV last night. I mean, it's the reporting I've done there. I mean, there's a lot of corruption, especially with the Judge Burke decision. But because of the way that my case was thrown out, they're not filing the right paperwork. I mean, they seem incompetent. So if I was a taxpayer, which I'm not, I mean, I try not to, I would have no faith in these people at all.
Well, this brings me to another point about what exactly happened when they threw this out. Something I misunderstood when I first heard the story about what went on, because, again, I had to hear it third hand. I wasn't actually in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. Something that I misunderstood was that I thought Brad had brought up an objection and motioned to dismiss because Brad realized that that paperwork hadn't been filed. So it is some sort of state statute that says that the prosecutor in New Hampshire has to file a piece of paper that says he intends to press charges on a felony matter or a Class A misdemeanor. And that's what they've done in my case. I've seen that piece of paper before. But apparently they didn't do in your case, and I thought that Brad had noticed that and that he had motioned to dismiss. No, no. It was actually John Webb, the prosecutor, who took that initiative to speak up when he presumably could have remained silent about it and just gone on with trial. He actually makes a point of bringing it up prior to the trial starting, almost as it seems to throw the trial to, on purpose, trash the trial when he could have gone on. Like, what would have stopped him from going on? Would he have been held liable after that point for violating that particular statute had he not opened his mouth and Brad had caught him later? I mean, it seems like had he wanted to go on with the trial, he totally could have. He made the choice to throw that trial.
It is possible that he forgot to file that paperwork because he files that paperwork in all of these different cases. Like you said, you've seen it.
Yep.
It's part of his job. And
Correct. He
does it all the time. However, in my case, he forgot to do it, which seems suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very convenient for him because he kept offering me plea deal after plea deal, wouldn't take it, and he just didn't want to. Well, I'm speculating, but I don't think he wanted to go to trial.
I don't think a lot of these guys want to go to trial. They're not used to having to go to trial. We've been making them have to go to trial over the last year several times. 855-450-FREE. That has to do with not taking a plea deal, and we should touch on that here in a moment. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring in what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there we give away. And you can enjoy all kinds of stuff, including archives going all the way back to late 2006. At freetalklive.com. So head over there and enjoy that. And if you like the fact that we give everything to you on the website, then you can support the show, if you'd like, by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Jason Talley is here with us from Talley.tv. It's a great blog site where you can go and get a window into the world of some of the activism that is going on up here in the Shire. People who have moved to the place commonly known as New Hampshire in search of more freedom. Jason Talley, you are somebody who is on the ground reporting on the scene from what a number of these people are doing, including yourself, as you've been just recently let off the hook from some criminal charges that had been hanging over your head for the last several months. I want to continue to dig into what went on with your case, talk about plea deals and things like that here in a moment. Also want to talk to Dave in Keene, who's on the line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Talley.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, David.
I was going to ask, was it ever tempting or a temptation to take any plea deals?
No, because I knew that if I had to go to the correctional facility, I would be able to meet a lot of interesting people and be able to report on that. I'm curious what the state of New Hampshire does to people that they put in cages. They're still building them. They're building one in Berlin. The corrections facility in Cheshire County is a new one. In Grafton County, they're building them. And unfortunately, they keep putting peaceful people in those cages, some also violent people. So I'm curious, you know, what the state of New Hampshire does to folks when they're in their custody. So.
Well, I'd like to answer the question as well. I would say, yeah, of course it's tempting. That's the purpose of the plea deal. It's to tempt you. And it is always, you know, you're looking at, like in my situation where I've been arrested for trespassing, at the very same court you were arrested for having a video camera, I was simply arrested for going in trying to do business. I didn't have a camera necessarily. Well, I guess I had my cell phone with me, but this is the time they're letting people in with cell phones again. So I'm walking in trying to just simply go and do some business at the probate court with a couple of other activists to back me up. And this was on the same day that I was talking about Carlos Miller being accosted by the police in this particular building as well. Moments thereafter, I was arrested for trespassing. And the reason why I had a no trespassing order against me was because we were in their parking lot during the holiday season singing songs and recording the bureaucrats as they were going to work while wishing them a Merry Christmas and asking them some questions about why they dragged you out of the courthouse in handcuffs. So it's just like one absurdity leading to another absurdity leading to another absurdity. And the more you refuse their process, and the more you publicize them, the more ludicrous they appear to act. I mean, it's incredible what these people will do on video camera and then officially on the record.
Something I wanted to say also, the reason that they feel that they're able to do this is because in the judiciary, judges can write their own laws. So they can write whatever they want.
And they can waive the rules of the court at any time as well.
Yeah.
So, yes, Dave, the plea deal absolutely is a temptation. I mean, I'm looking at, I was looking at 21 months, a year for the misdemeanor charge of being in the courthouse and trespassing when I was supposed to be there on legitimate business. And I'd actually tried to talk to the sheriff about coming to the courthouse, but he wouldn't return my contacts. So what was I supposed to do? And so it was 12 months there, and then another 9 months has been hanging over my head. On the last time I was in jail, I got out early on that and had a suspended sentence of 9 months. So if I'm convicted of that misdemeanor, then John Webb, the prosecutor, can bring back those 9 months on me. And so I was looking at 21 months there. And so when they come around with a plea deal saying, oh, you can plead to a violation level, it'll be a fine, and you know, $200-something fine, and then we'll suspend the rest of the fine, and then that'll be that. And that's a very tempting offer, right? And what I had to say to this prosecutor was, look, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not gonna plead guilty to something that I don't believe I did wrong. And that's really frustrating to them because they're used to people doing that all the time.
I'm a kid from the 80s, so I remember this line from President Ronald Reagan where he said that he didn't negotiate with terrorists.
And exactly.
I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah. And also, the statement of it makes a statement, the offering of plea deals. It's a statement that they don't want to go anywhere. As you guys have already mentioned, they don't want to go anywhere. It could also speak to the weakness of their case, obviously, but they do make you sweat it right down to the wire. And
they sure do. That's how they play their game.
Jason.
Right, and once you learn the game, you know exactly what they're up to. You know how they're going to play it, and it's almost every time when they will take you right up to the morning of trial before, oh, drop the charges. Have a nice day. And, of course, they got paid to be there that day. You were not paid to be there. In fact, as you pointed out, David, you're sweating it out. I mean, I had a trial today. And it was scheduled today. I can talk more about that here in a moment. But, you know, I was doing last-minute prep. I was pulling videos and getting all my stuff printed out. And this is a time-consuming thing. I'd rather be working on my business. I'd rather be doing something productive or something else, you know, something leisurely than preparing for court. I'd rather be doing almost anything than preparing for court, you know, except for maybe having my body torn apart or something actually physically painful happening to me. But, you know, they put you through this ringer. And it's an emotional factor as well because your mind is distracted by thinking about court and what to do. And then all of a sudden it's just, oh, okay, dropping the charges. They go on with their day. They go, they have lunch, and, you know, they move on to their next case, and they're still getting a paycheck. And now finally, you know, you're in the clear at this moment. But for the last, how many months has it been? 7-8 months for Jason Talley. He's been living with this with bail conditions.
Right. And I've tried to apply for different jobs. But, you know, I want to be honest with the potential employer by telling them, you know, I might have to go into a cage in April. And that doesn't really
get you hired. Yeah. David, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, that's all right. I'll just listen. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the plea deal is a tempting thing to do. In fact, I know that Derek Jay is heavily considering a plea offer right now. And, I don't ever blame somebody. I never feel bad at somebody for taking a plea deal. People have to do what's right for them in their lifetime and whatever is the most efficient thing. I just I like to encourage people to not take the plea deal. And, of course, if I'm going to encourage people to not take the plea deal, then I better not take the plea deal, right? So I don't take the plea deal. And not to say that it would be wrong, too, you know, like if something did come up and it was really scary. I know Derek's facing a lot of time for a whole bunch of charges that I think he piled up maybe without realizing what the consequences could completely be. I can't speak for him, but that's just my speculation. And that can be a really scary situation, which is, of course, why the plea deal is so tempting, because they always hit you with multiple charges. Whether or not they're actually going to find you guilty on those charges is another question. But there are some charges where it seems like they can't miss, like these catch-all charges, like the disorderly conduct or contempt of court, these charges that are so nebulous and it's so easy for them to get a conviction on, resisting arrest, these charges. So inevitably, somebody's going to get convicted. Somebody's going to go to jail. On the plea deal, you might go to jail, you might not. Depends on your criminal record. Depends on a variety of different factors. But ultimately, if people stop taking the plea, then the system fails.
Mm-hmm, exactly. They can't afford to prosecute everybody. It's a bargain for them to have people take these plea deals. So they spent, Brad estimates that they spent tens of thousands of dollars on my case alone. And they would have had to spend, what, $80 a day, just all, thousands of dollars just to incarcerate me. But yep, they don't care. It's not their money.
And of the poor jury as well, by the way, worth mentioning them. They were called in and drafted, because that's what a jury selection is. It's a little miniature draft.
Yeah, this was on Friday that all these people had to stop what they're doing, show up because they were ordered to by the court.
Friday? You mean Monday?
Yeah, it was Monday. So no, it was Friday. That was selection, and then Monday was the trial, so they had to show up twice.
Jury selection was Friday? I thought that was a Monday.
It might have been a week, right.
It all blends together. I totally understand. But yeah, they did jury selection, so these people had to take a day off of work and go to jury selection, mm-hmm, where they were chosen, and then the remaining 13 or 14 that are chosen, because there's always at least one or two alternates in a jury. Then those 14 people had to take another day off on Monday, yesterday, to attend this trial. And I mean, I guess it's good that they didn't have to stay for a trial all day, but they still probably threw all their plans out of whack, because most people have something to do on Monday morning, and these people were forced to be in court. So they weren't ever able to even give you the chance to save you from these charges. They weren't able to ever hear the case that they were called for. They just had their time completely wasted.
Just sequestered in some room behind in the courthouse, and then were released.
I wonder if they got their $15 since they weren't there the whole day.
Well, they deserve more than that, I tell you.
Are you planning on doing any outreach to the jurors in your case?
It wouldn't be a bad idea. I would have to get their information. I need to get all the court paperwork and stuff.
It's completely forbidden within 30 days in New Hampshire to contact a jury, but after that, it is legal for you to reach out to them. 855-450-FREE. I mean, I would thank them for being there and apologize that the court is so crappy at what they're doing to people, and kind of maybe outline some of the principles involved.
They weren't probably told.
More coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.